And there's quite a piece to that, so I'll sketch over some of it. Now, this is the church. It's still standing. Mm-hmm. And that's a picture of it today.
I see.
And then this was the whole complex. This was the boarding school up in here. They had plenty of room at them days. They could build plenty of peaks.
Uh-huh.
And these classrooms, and it's a dormitory for the boys.
I like that building with all the peaks.
It's beautiful, and they tore it down.
Mm.
Well, after they had giveaway with the boarding school, they couldn't afford to keep it, because if they kept the building, they had to pay taxes on it, mm-hmm. just the same as they're using it. Now, they didn't tell me that, but I know that's the reason it was taken down. All that has been taken down now, except this church.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking about building another one. Need it very badly, because there's so many Catholics moved out there now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to keep the church.
Mm-hmm.
And have service in it once a week for the school children. They have a school for the Catholic school children just across the street. Would you want me to read it, or would you like to read it, or hear more about it? It's very interesting to me, but of course to you.
I'd like to hear some about it.
All right. You tell me when you're ready for me to stop, uh-huh. if it gets too long. Catholics first established school in Loretta in 1868. Classes begun by two sisters of St. Augustine started what is now St. Joseph's Academy. On February 3, 1886, Sister Marie Julia and an educated French woman and Sister Mary Bernadette from the Emerald Isles climbed into an ox cart at St. Augustine and 27 miles ride over rough terrain road, the woods to the Mandarin Mission. Without taking time to rest from their arduous journey, the next day they opened a Catholic school at what is now known Loretta. This is on the side of what had been a Spanish mission near 100 years before. It was the beginning of what today is St. Joseph's Academy at Loretta. The sisters taught both white and colored children, the former in the church and that had been built 10 years before, and the latter in a sacristy, that's a room in the back,
mm-hmm.
which had only one window and one door for ventilation. The sisters stayed at the homes of Mrs. Carolyn Hartley, which was the nearest home, although a mile away. This often made it necessary for them to walk through the woods several times a day for their meals. On one occasion, while returning from school, they were lost in the woods and wandered about until late at night before finding their boarding house. A sudden hearing of their plight made a path for them through the woods. A settler hearing of their plight.
Oh, I see.
The path, however, failed to solve the problem because they had to walk through wet grass and make the trip in all kinds of weather. Sister Julia became ill in May, and she and Sister Bernadette returned to St. Augustine. That ended the first attempt to establish a school, but the adventure of the pioneering sisters